Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, I don't imagine you ever had bad grades, right? But from watching movies, you know, anybody who came back with bad grades and they were sneaking their report card, you'd always try and explain to your parents why it was you performed badly. And I feel like South Africa is that country that always comes back with bad grades. But then we still try and spin it for a positive, like the economy grew by 0.1%. What is that? Come on, man.
Denial is what it is. Denial. And I actually think this really put into perspective on Kaya Biz last night when we spoke to the statistician general, as well as a few economists last night and the night before, who really have been giving us some of their views on the economic growth indicator. So just a reminder to all of our listeners that GDP really is a measure of what it is that we produce. So ultimately, think of spaces like agriculture, mining, manufacturing, the services that we provide as well, and even transportation. And all of this is essentially measured to see how these sectors have performed in order to produce these particular outcomes. Bear in mind, in some sectors, it is very cyclical, either dependent on macroeconomic factors like inflation, interest rates and the likes, or in agriculture based on weather. Now, whilst we happen to see quite a sterling performance from the likes of agriculture just yesterday, transportation in terms of the GDP print for the first quarter, there were several sectors that were lagging. Manufacturing and mining in particular really saw a significant slowdown in the amount of platinum and PGM related metals that we could produce. Why does this matter, Caesar? Because it brings us to that 0.1% figure. And the truth is, this is neither the kind of growth that we actually desire or want for an economy like South Africa. And so much so that investment peers at the likes of Investec Wealth and Investment International have actually shared a note that over the last 10 years, or since 2010, South Africa has actually seen its economy decline and become 37% smaller than what it could have been had it tracked the performance of its emerging market peers. Now, this, I believe, puts things into perspective if we take a look at not only the cyclicality of economic performance, but more so how interventions like corruption, state capture, and ongoing frustrations by just delaying the rollout of necessary capital does hinder the economy's growth. Now, what we produce is just one lever to it. We also need to see ongoing consumer spending, and we see the MPC coming in with that regard to make sure that they cut interest rates just to make it easier for South Africans to feel free to extend themselves to credit. But we also need to make sure that the necessary policies are also in place. So it's an ongoing move. I honestly think, again, just showing that if we had to compare this to a soccer team, South Africa is that player that is unfit, has a bad knee injury, is often benched. But because we actually are able to make it on the team and manage some footwork, we do manage to navigate our way. But ultimately, scoring goals is what you need to do. And that's just not where we're at just yet. So sublime performance, unfortunately, a lot more still needs to be done just to penetrate the kind of growth that we need for sustainability in the economy.
Well, look, there's a lot to discuss, but I guess we could move on maybe to a world of entertainment. We often speak about how difficult of a time MultiChoice is having. And then there's obviously competitors in the market. There's Netflix, there's Apple TV. And now I understand Amazon has also kind of refined their offering in South Africa.
You might recall Amazon started opening about 2 years ago in South Africa. Everyone was waiting to see what their offering would bring with bated breath, largely because they're actually competing with a division from Naspers known as Takealot. As we know, Takealot is basically an online store for almost anything that you'd like to acquire. They've also largely expanded their offering when it comes to the fast-moving consumer goods market. And Amazon is doing the same right now. So they've actually expanded their product offering in South Africa, now launching non-perishable groceries, pet food, health supplements. And they're really trying to win customers over. They are trying to offer some discounts. I haven't necessarily used the platform, but I have heard from many South Africans who have that perhaps it's slightly slower. There's delivery costs that are involved, but they are looking to ensure that from a delivery point of view that they do enhance their service. Now, it has yet to be revealed if they have been eating into Takealot's lunch at all. Bear in mind, Takealot is not the only e-commerce player in South Africa that has beefed up its capabilities. The likes of Checkers 6060 have also started to expand their network, with a few other retailers like Woolies Dash also coming on board, where we've been witnessing the double-digit growth, upwards of 60% on an annual basis from these entities. So it's still a very small market when it comes to the overall retail sales in South Africa, only contributing less than 6%, but it's still one that is growing quite favorably, especially in urban areas where the logistics and the supply chain dynamics are in order.
I mean, I knew that there was obviously competition in the sector when Uber Eats kind of moved away from just Eats. So basically, you can buy anything now in Uber Eats, right?
100%, yeah. They're definitely working on that too.
What are the markets looking like?
The markets, well, yesterday we saw a slight pullback in the performance that we were delighted by on Monday. So we will open up from 94,882 points. Again, a lot of exogenous and international factors will likely sway which direction the markets do perform in. Currency-wise, we've been managing to hold our own. 17.87 is where we are to the US dollar, 24.13 to the British pound, and now 20.30 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings Ikaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.